your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
Now, if you love your outdoor dining, this is a terrific bit of news. This is across page 9 of the Cairns Post today. It's under the heading, New Look for Waterside Restaurant. Now, it's interesting because this goes right back to the early days of the Hilton, and there was a bar downstairs called Ribbons, if I remember rightly, and there was a lady, I think she was in charge of that and a few other things at the hotel, and she said one day, oh, all that wasted, beautiful seafront or waterfront land out the front, I'm going to put a bar in and a restaurant. And everyone said, really? Will that work? Did it work? From day one, it was just so successful. And it was for years and years. Just recently, I don't know why it seems to be going backwards, but anyway, that's about to end. Listen to this. One of Cairns' favourite waterfront eateries is in for a new look as it prepares for a significant renovation, and its owners are on the lookout for new pioneering restaurateurs to take on the fresh lease. Mondo's on the waterfront, located on the ground floor of the Hilton, will be closing December 31, undergoing a total refurb. The impending improvements boast an impressive list of enhancements, including a pavilion-style outdoor area equipped with an all-weather roof and wind protection and revamped flooring, lighting and landscaping, bringing a new level of sophistication to the Cairns dining district. Oh, I think people who really loved it over the years will be very happy about this, giving it a real spruce up. It'll be a totally new experience by the sound of it. Now, it says here that CBRE Cairns are involved in this. Well, CBRE Cairns, when you think of CBRE, you think Daniel Betros, Managing Director CBRE, is on the line. G'day, Dan.
Good morning, John.
Do you remember the early days? Oh, you were probably there every day.
I remember sitting up, well, initially it was the cane cutters bar or something. We used to go in there and peel peanuts and they'd fall. And then they opened it up and created Mondo's, and, you know, it's just been one of those great locations.
Yeah.
You know, in my view, it's always been understated and just underused for so long. So, I mean, it's not a better location. There wouldn't be a better waterfront position in Cairns, you know, where you can sit right on the edge and enjoy the view.
There was a wonderful history at the Hilton too from day one. I mean, you'd remember Ribbons Nightclub because you were usually first in the door and last out. And wasn't that a great place?
It was, where I saw you all the time. And the days of the nightclub are certainly gone, but this is a fantastic relaunch of a great spot. And they're going to do it right. The plans are very impressive. It's a pavilion style cover out over that dining area. They're going to put artificial turf out the front where the grass is, so, you know, when it rains, ladies don't, you know, dig their heels into the grass. All new furniture, all tiled floor, pavilion style, beachy sort of outlook style. Wow. It's going to be really good. So we're targeting a number of different restaurants. We had one or two applications which we didn't think were quite right there, but there's a couple of gaps in the market that we'd like to try and fill if we could, and we're just seeing who's interested, and there's a 10-year lease on offer. The Hilton's certainly spending the money. They're not, they're not skimping. Mm. It's going to be good, and hopefully ready around about April next year. That'd be the ideal time.
I always thought that it was run by the Hilton. Was I right or wrong?
You were right. It was run by the Hilton, but like a lot of hotels, they're very good with accommodation, maybe not so great with dining, etc. Mm. And they're really trying to subcontract the one out. If we don't find the right operator, they'll run it.
But, oh, I see.
There's certainly an opportunity there for somebody to take on a lease and come up with something a little bit different to what's there already along the Esplanade.
It's a wonderful part of our city. The other thing, too, that's sort of undersold, and I suppose that's good, that little area there attracts a lot of young fellas young people with their fishing rods and fishing lines just a little bit further along. And from time to time, you see them pull out significant-sized fish. That's just part of this wonderful atmosphere of our inlet. Yeah. I think it's a wonderful opportunity. The other thing that has been an issue, to be perfectly honest, these bloody kids that come in at night just looking for trouble. In the past, they've thrown that furniture into the inlet and had to be pulled out next morning, etc. So I'm presuming there'll be a better arrangement as far as the furniture's concerned.
Well, they have security down there all the time, and, this facility will have screens, so there'll be a lock-up at night. One of the great things, or one of the detractions down there, is that sometimes it does get windy, but now they're going to The new pavilion roof will have screens around it, so you know you'll be able to dine down there when it's raining and when it's windy, which is something that's needed because really it only really trades probably 200 to 220 days a year. The rest of the time, they lose a lot of trade because of either the weather or the wind. So this has been overcome by a better design, and I think the architects have done an excellent job. Hilton have got the right attitude here. They're looking for the right operator. It has to be, and we're looking for something different. And there's a couple of gaps in the market. We'd love to see a Japanese down there. There's no Japanese restaurant in Cairns at the moment, and we're getting increased Japanese numbers.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, imagine how good a teppanyaki would be there with dining at the front. But, you know, that's one target, and there's a couple of other suggestions that we've had, and yeah, we'll just see how we go, but we're very, very confident we'll get the right operator.
I'm struggling to understand how you stop the wind coming in off the inlet. How does that work?
Oh, you have screens that come down, John.
So,
when you can pull down
mechanical
screens.
Okay, now I'm with you. Okay.
Yeah, you push the button, and the screens come down, mate.
This is going to be very upmarket. Very sophisticated.
Very upmarket. It'd be a new place for you to have your lunches and discuss the world's events and what's going on around town. So, yeah, it'll be good.
All right, Danny. Always good to catch up. By the way, how's the town running? I've just been talking to the airport. There's a new flight coming in from China, but it's only for a brief period of time, a week or two or whatever. But it's a small step, but a significant step. China Eastern coming in at the Chinese
very
festival
significant.
Time.
Very significant, particularly in February when it's a traditional quiet time for our other markets. I think it's great news. Look, generally, November's quieter. Always has been, always will be, because it's, you know, but look, we're not seeing any slowdown in the majority of the commercial markets. CBD is still difficult. I'm in war at the moment with council over Anzac Park, which is next to the casino, which has turned into a... it's just a desolate, dry park where everything's died off the grass and it's become a haven for the lesser of our society, including leaving all their rubbish behind.
Exactly.
And I've gone right to our mayoral candidates and said, look, you know, this has been going on for a month.
Yes.
You know, you both want to, he and Amy Eden, Terry and Amy Eden, you both want to be mayor. How about fixing this little issue up? And, you know, it's hasn't been happening. So I'm deeply concerned as to the future mayor. The next election, I think, is going to be probably the most important election for Cairns for some time. You know, I'm really hopeful that we get somebody with vision, somebody with a bit of passion for the city. Because unfortunately it's been lacking, and I just want to see some action on housekeeping issues and get back to some housekeeping and making some things look better. But I can save that for another day if you like, John.
Look, I'm so pleased you brought up the park next to the casino because it's been dry. It's like a desert. All the grass has died without anybody attempting to hose it and give it a bit of sustenance. The other point, the people who've taken up residence there, just whatever they're using, paper, tin, glass, it's all just dumped there. And it stays there for an extended period of time. Not days, but it stays there for hours and hours. And this is the front door of Cairns for people getting off the cruise ships, apart from the locals that we have to endure it as well. So I'm glad you brought that up.
So the last few days, we've had three of the biggest cruise ships in town.
Yes.
Something like 7,000 or 8,000 people, and they walk along there, they walk past there, they walk through there, and it's an absolute disgrace. And apparently it has to be, it's taken the council weeks to decide that it's in the hands of the casino. And so I've said to Terry James, well, give me the name of the guy at the casino, I know him over there, I'll go and see him.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I don't know, the CEO of the council is going to make an appointment for the CEO of the casino. I said, well, when? You know, so they're going to they'll write a letter and they'll arrange a meeting in a couple of weeks when they're free or not on holidays or whatever, and then they'll get over there and they'll discuss it. Whereas, you know, action means you actually walk over there or you ring them, you pick up the phone, that's a whole new thing, and you talk to them and say, what the hell are you doing with Anzac Park? And then you might get an answer and you might get some action, but neither the mayor or the aspiring mayor seem to want to do that. I just see all the email trails back through the council and everyone's going, oh, I don't know, what are we going to do? And oh, this is no good. And so that's the difference between, you know, action and tiptoeing through the bureaucratic tulips.
Yes.
That's what we're getting.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, so will the real mayoral candidate with vision please stand up? And that's what I'm waiting for, someone to stand up. And if you can't fix a dead park in the middle of your CBD, then the council is completely complicit in our CBD being dragged back.
Yeah.
So if our new mayor or our mayoral candidates can't see that, then don't even bother running.
Yeah,
get
good
out
on
of the
you.
Job. You've got the wrong attitude.
This is a really, really important point you're making. By the way, isn't it amusing, this modern era, elected representatives at various levels say, oh, I'll write a letter, or I wrote a letter, but I haven't received a letter back in this
they
modern
can't
era.
Pick up the phone. They cannot pick up the phone and say, what the hell's going on here? You know, we're in property management. If this is a problem, we pick up the phone and ring the contractor and say, get over there and fix it.
And it's sorted in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Can you imagine the CEO of the council trying to set up a meeting with the CEO of the casino to sort out who's mowing the lawn of the park or watering it? And this was blocked off for about 10 weeks earlier on to some big refurbishment where they did absolutely nothing.
Exactly. This has been very, very timely. Good on you, Danny, for banging the drum. I'm sure there's lots of people out there saying, hallelujah, get the bloody thing fixed.
Terry James has been the deputy mayor for umpteen years. Now he's the official mayor until March, and he can't even fix a park in the middle of the CBD, which I've made him aware of about a month ago. And this is this what we're going to get for the next 4 years? Mm-hmm. Is this really what we're voting for? And Amy Eden's the same. She can't. I said, Amy, surely this is your division. Can you do something? I'll email someone. You know, that's not what the CBD needs. That's not what Cairns needs. We need vision. We need passion. Mm. And I ain't seeing too much of it, mate.
Good on you, Danny. Always good to hear from you. He's the managing director CBRE in Cairns, Danny Betros.